one of the first family sins mentioned in the Bible comes out of some real strong emotions a fella named Cain was experiencing. God's Word says in Genesis, Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. And then a couple verses later it says this, and Cain attacked his brother and killed him. And as you and I think about how our emotions have been maybe the past week or month or maybe even a lifestyle, I don't know if that description sometimes fits you or I, and very angry, and our faces are downcast. And if that's true about us, which sometimes it is, we should know that we are in dangerous ground and really need to turn to God and talk to Him about how our emotions are doing and what we're experiencing on the inside. If all the emotions that I experience as a person and as a Christian, this one is probably the one that gets me out of balance more often than any, and have a tendency to have sinful anger more than holy anger. If you were to ask my family, who's most angry at supper time often? I would win a landslide vote. And I can't say, well, I'm hungry, that's why I'm angry. You know, it's just something God's saying, I want to talk to you about this. And so God talks to us in the Bible a lot about anger and wrath. In fact, 450 times He addresses those words, anger and wrath, in His Word. And Jesus said this, he who's angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. You think about that. There's Cain, angry at Abel, and then an attack. Perhaps you angry at yourself, you attack yourself when God wants you to come under His mercy. You're angry at somebody else, you attack them when God wants you to approach to build a bridge and to get to know Christ in the midst of that feeling of anger. Sometimes we can meet Jesus in our anger. He's bigger than whatever anger we have. And God tells us a lot about anger in the Word. Anger is a God-given emotion. If you have little ones, you know they get angry right off the bat. Kind of right showing up the first day on they're born. Yelling. And keep on yelling for a while. And there's two kinds of anger. Holy anger, which is from God, and unholy anger, which leads to sin. God has holy anger. We're glad about that. Jesus got angry in the temple and overturned tables. He wanted worship to be toward God and not things going on the horizontal level and that kind of thing. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus wanted to heal a man. The man needed help. And it was the Sabbath day, and it was against the people's rules to heal on the Sabbath. And the Bible says Jesus looked at them and was angry with them and then distressed about their stubborn hearts. And he went and healed the man. So wouldn't it be great, even if God, who loves us, who's holy, would be angry enough, even in this short hour, to reach out and do good to a heart? That's a holy anger. God would be motivated to help us like that. And there's groups on a human level that are angry. Group MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They say, we're going to go and attack an evil, drunken driving, and they do some good. Most often, though, in the Bible, when anger is described, for every one good instance of holy anger that people have, there are about 25 instances of unholy anger. And people using that as a path to sin. And I remember the first Focus on the Family film I saw by James Dobson on parenting, how to be a good parent. And he said when you discipline in the home or discipline in any setting, he wrote two words, anger and action on the board. And he said if you discipline only in anger, that's going to teach your children the wrong message about discipline. It's not going to train them. It's going to teach them that discipline has to do with, you know, high blood pressure and red faces and almost loud volume. But if you discipline in action, instead of just being angry, if you take action, that's when an atmosphere of growth takes place and training. And It's almost like it's like a gym class, you know, when you're disciplining your kids. This is the wrong way. This is the right way. Let's do it. Kids love to learn in that kind of setting. And so watch out for our anger in different settings. It can lead us towards sin. God told Cain, sin's crouching at your door when he was angry. So we know when we're angry, we have a chance to meet Christ, or there's a sin crouching at our door and we're about to pounce with it. What are some causes of anger that you might have in your heart and say, Lord, help me to meet you when I have this emotion? And sometimes it has to do with temperament. Some people lose their temper quickly. Others just, they find their temper and they're able to just be steady about it. A simple cause of anger is when we're frustrated, sometimes we're blocked or we feel helpless. Often you're a captive audience in church, and if the preacher preaches too long, you get stirred up, you know. And sometimes when a preacher, he's preaching long, you think, well, he's really close to the Lord. He's fired up today. He might just be angry about something that happened yesterday, taking it out on you. But a simple cause of anger is frustration or a goal being blocked. Last Saturday, I was angry in the afternoon. My family, we went to the Pittsburgh Zoo. That was a goal. Got to have a special time. Hadn't been together for a little bit. And went to the Parkway East and experienced the Parkway East parking lot. And I thought, I should have remembered that. So at first I'm angry at myself. And then the big sign says two lanes into one. But I know there's a lot more than two lanes. You got on-ramps coming on there. You got about four lanes into one. Pretty soon, I'm yelling at the kids in the back, you're being too loud. I was the loudest one. I was angry at the mayor of Pittsburgh, the governor of Pennsylvania, every person who ever worked on a road crew. I was out of control. Where did all that anger come from? Did it come from the government? It came from right here. That's where the anger was. God's word says, get rid of anger. Take ownership of it. I couldn't even say, they made me mad. Did you know no one can make you angry except you? No one can make you angry except you. And even if you say, well, I'm angry, how would you like to introduce yourself to somebody this morning? Hello, I'm angry. Pastor Bob. Describe your total character by that one thing. You could say, well, I feel angry. You're describing what it is. It's an emotion. By the end of the day, I won't be angry. Hopefully before that. But when a goal is blocked, then the emotions say, I have to have my way. Sometimes real pain causes anger. That's a more serious cause. A loss. I'm in physical pain. A person who's recovering from surgery, sometimes they deal with anger. Why do I have to go through this? This is difficult. This therapy. And a loss of a significant loved one will say, eventually there'll be anger expressed. I missed them. Why did they go? And if you grew up in a rough situation, you were abused physically or verbally, and you were helpless, the people were bigger than you, you couldn't do anything about it, a lot of times you'll carry anger around unless you say, Lord, this is really disabling me. And I want to talk to you about it. I want to practice forgiveness about what happened. Because people were too big for me. I was hurting. And now I feel like I'm out to hurt people. Somebody wrote a book, Hurt People, Hurt People. And anger gets lashed out. And God the Holy Spirit can meet us in those times and say, I can bring help. I can bring some resolution to all that time. There are things that happened in each of our lives in the past. If we look at it and think about it, we can still get riled up about that and feel unforgiveness. And say, I'm going to carry that into this week. That'll be an unholy anger that'll trip us up. Sometimes people get angry by just simply being overworked and not enough physical rest. This is common in today's world. What do babies do when they're tired, haven't slept? They get cranky and they yell. What do adults do when they're tired and didn't get enough rest. We get cranky and we yell. 80% of our communication is by our countenance. Do we have that downcast countenance? I can tell sometimes Sunday morning who got their rest, who didn't get their rest. So that's not such a big sin not getting your rest. If you're not getting your rest physically, I know chances are spiritually you are out of whack also. Because you're not resting with God. Maybe you're trying to work your way to heaven. Work your way, you've got to be a good church person. Put that good impression on. It's a huge effort it takes. And it creates anger because you feel like you're out of peace with God. You don't feel His strength in your life or unconditional love. It can really knock you. And another source of anger is what I call piling on. Piling on or do the avalanche thing. You ask the person, how you feeling? Things look a little rough for you. That's right. Had to stay late at work. I'm not getting paid for it. The garbage collector didn't collect the garbage last week. Last month, my son got a speeding ticket. Last summer, I had a spat with a neighbor. Just recounting one situation of anger after the next that has not been experienced as a chance to know God's peace, but piled up as an avalanche. And God helps us. He says, be angry, but do not sin. So when we get hurt and there's bad things around us, it's good to have a holy anger about them. A lot of times we're angry simply because somebody attacked us personally. Stand with Christ. You'll have enough opportunities to get angry in a holy manner. But be angry, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. Most hurt and painful things that we've experienced in life, unless they're a major trauma, that we're mortally wounded, or a major loss in our life, we can deal with that anger before the day's over. We just go talk with the person or talk to God about that. And hopefully in the next 2 or 3 minutes or by the time the sun goes down, that can be resolved with God. And we can have a sense of peace about us and confidence and strength and know God's care in the midst of the intense anger. If we don't do that, sundown today is between 5:15 and 5:30. It's coming early. So we only have a little bit of time to get this done. Be angry. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. If you don't, you give the devil a foothold, the Bible says. How would you like to just shout out an invitation today to the most evil one in the universe? Come help me with my anger. Do you think he's going to help you with your anger? Or is he going to turn you into someone who's out of control and anything but coming toward the Lord? Every time there's hurt or anger in your life, there's the goal. I can deal with this before sundown, unless it's a major trauma or major loss. And with couples who are married, I always tell them, work with each other, love each other along the way. Then you won't have to bring up anything that's past 48 hours old. Because you're to deal with that as it comes. The Bible says that man's anger does not produce the righteous life God requires. Oh, that we could hear that. Oh, that that would set us free. If we want to walk in God's ways, it won't be because of our anger. We can be assured of that. Colossians 3:8 says, get rid of all anger and rage by taking on Christ. Look at the things he was angry about. Look how many times he could have been angry but wasn't. But in responded in grace and love. Pray if you're in great pain, and it's hard to break an angry habit, pray to God. Lord, I am angry because I am in pain, and I can't even identify it. Would you please help me? Or I thought I forgave what happened, and it keeps coming up, and I just want to get that revenge in there. Which is, God forbids that. Many believers, because we don't know how to express anger in a good way, we keep it inside. That'll lead us down. Got that down countenance. We got that depression thing going often. God's Word says anger resides in the lap of the foolish person. If we keep it in, often it comes out in subtle ways, like sarcasm or being cynical. Oh, the politicians, they'll say anything to be elected. Okay, what are you angry about in your heart? When you look at life that way, you and I live in an angry, downcast culture. And with all the blessings we have an angry culture with a lot of downcast faces. And we are to reflect Christ's resolution to that. Confidence in God, thankfulness, forgiveness, and moving forward. Don't take the world's view by saying, well, you got to let it out. See, whatever's on your heart, just kind of let it out. Mr. and Mrs. Assertive in there. God's Word says a fool gives full vent to his anger. A lot of times I say, I'm just going to say what I feel. I just emotionally throw up on somebody. It takes months to help them clean it up. And it says, God's Word says, a hot-tempered man stirs up dissension. Stay away from a hot-tempered person. This is the reason why a lot of believers who have a problem with anger have problems connecting in fellowship. People, they irritate me. So I'll stay away. But God can deal with the anger problem to help you be a blessing to others. If you have an anger problem, remember, we have very little control of the environment around us. Almost none. Or of the people around us. And we don't want to control them because we're not the Lord. The only thing we can control with God's help is how we're doing with God. That we can surrender and have God's help in. And if we surrender that emotion to God, we find ourselves maybe with a chip on our shoulder or chronically angry, we can go from being angry in an unholy way to being angry in a holy manner. Be angry enough about your sin that you repent. Be angry at your anger. You say, I'm tired of being angry. I will go and turn to Christ. I'll surrender to Him. And He'll give me a new character that I will have. You can be so angry, you can have a personal revival. I turn to God. Instead of hiding it, you can confess. Confess your anger to God. Begin to have a soft heart toward yourself. Not under condemnation. You embrace the love of Christ. You begin to have a soft heart toward others. Not an angry heart. God's Word says a soft answer turns away wrath. So when you're angry at yourself or others, you say, I can know the truth of God in a way I can hear it. The Bible says a person who controls his temper is better than a warrior who captures a city. You think of how valuable a warrior is who captures a city. How much God will use you if you say, well, my temper is under control, the control of God. And as one who struggles with that emotion and can't even put my finger on it, it's not genetics, it's not the red hair thing. I know that there are times when I can be with the calmness and courage of Christ and take great action, as opposed to when I get angry in a sinful manner, usually do the wrong thing because I'm just fighting for my own territory. And if you have a problem with anger, know God would meet you there. You might be angry all the time because you experience being separated from God. God's Word says, he who rejects the Son, God's wrath remains on him. You're like the tossing of the sea in your heart. It's just like life is like one big angry experience after the next. God would say, I can come and give you peace with me. And then you'll be at peace with yourself and you begin to express peace toward others. And he could do that. You think of what happened at the cross. There was a lot of anger at the cross. Anger at the people killing Jesus. The thief was yelling at Christ. God's wrath was against sin. But in the midst of it, there was Christ giving forgiveness, offering peace through the power of the cross. And you and I, we can go from an angry person to a joyful person. And from an angry person to a thankful person. Someone said this, if you have problems being down, you know, and you kind of you take something to help you feel better. As a doctor helps you with that, that's good. Medication can help you feel better, But medication cannot make you thankful, joyful, forgiving. Christ can help with that because He loves. He loves. And if you're here today, you say, I need peace with God through faith in Him. I can be a different Christian. If you're a Christian and simply reflecting the culture around you, being very angry and downcast in your face, no, you can. God can give you a different countenance from a different heart. And just shine with who you are as a believer in Christ. If you're stoic, that's great. God will shine through that stoic, steady person that He has made you to be. Now think of the songs the gal sang. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. And especially my prayers for people, if you struggle with anger because of past sins of others or past sins of yourself, Jesus gives a solution. Forgive. Forgive as you've been forgiven. When I forgive, when I am angry, that more than anything else, it gets me back in health in a great way. Forgive. That God can help us with that. Would you be at peace with God, peace with yourself, and get rid of the anger, as the Bible says, through just time of surrender to Him. Let's pray together. Jesus, thank You for creating us after Your image, which means we can experience all the emotions that You do, and yet they can be a path to sin or a lifestyle to sin if we're not careful. We together, Lord, repent of unresolved anger that does not reflect the character or holy anger of Christ. We turn from that. We turn from maybe anger from selfishness. Father, if we're broken and that's why we're angry, we turn in our brokenness and say, help, Lord Jesus. Make something joyful and thankful out of a life that was beat on with bitterness. And we were surrounded by anger, so that's what we learned. And then, Lord, we can't take our cues from the world around us. They are hopping mad. And we lead the parade sometimes in our own out-of-control anger. We surrender. We see You, Jesus, offering forgiveness. We see You, we hear You, Jesus, offering rest in You and health and righteousness and all the good things that would build a strong character. Might we express anger that's holy. Might we repent from anger that's unholy. And for anybody here, Lord, who needs to receive You, might they say, Jesus is Lord of my heart for today and for forever. Experience that You would come in and change them. They would have no doubt by the time they left, I am a Christian because I've trusted Christ in my heart. And they go on that great adventure. And all the emotion they'll feel on that walk. Thank You. You can make it a good thing, a strong thing, and a beautiful thing. I pray that for each one here today. Bless us as we sing to You and go. In Your name we pray. Amen.